All right, Jason, your thoughts after that?
Look, it's frustration. You get the goal early doors. Like, I mean, the pitch is disgraceful. There's no other way to describe it. It shouldn't be played there. Just, you know, didn't suit. They didn't want to play there. We didn't want to play there. Didn't you know, set it up for any way of a football match at all. It was just a slog. And we got the goal early, and I felt we were kind of comfortable, you know. Didn't really concede, other than set pieces, you know, we didn't really concede any great chances to them. And it's frustrating whenever you concede in the manner you concede in. Like, in big games like that there, you have to be 100% certain of big decisions. And to me, you know, it's soft. It's very soft. Even their own players saying soft.
Yeah, that's the penalty.
That's the penalty. Yeah. Like, it's... You know, so it's frustrating from that point of view, and a point's no good to them, and it's no good to us, and it's Cock Hull's day again. It's simple as that.
So, you know, as you were saying, up until that equaliser, Letterkenny Rovers had a fair wee bit of possession, but never really looked like scoring from open play, Jason.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. You're going to get that. You're 1-0 up, and you know you're going to expect them to bring BG on. You're going to expect them to try and get into the game, but do you know? You're doing the report, Jim, and you named me the chances that, you know, you'd say was gilt-edged chances. I didn't see any. And then for you know, a penalty to be given in soft circumstances like that, it's just frustrating.
Okay. Well, listen, the other question, Michael Doherty, he scored your opening goal, but he suffered a serious injury towards the end. Unfortunately, he's had to leave the Oral Leisure Centre here in an ambulance. Jason, that never looks good.
No, look, we'll obviously have to wait till this evening till he gets looked at and probably gets scans and stuff like that, but it doesn't look good. But Michael's been doing well for us. Look, you know, he's up there leading the line. He's probably not your out-and-out number nine, but he's doing a job for us, and it'd be a loss now. But look, he's a fit lad. He'll recover quickly, and hopefully if there's no cruciate or bad stuff like that, then hopefully we'll get him back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because you have a big game again next weekend.
Yeah, a massive game next Sunday as well. For, you know, as I say, we've home drawn the intermediate, which, you know, is all you can ask for. Playing against a very good outfit from what I'm being told. And but look, as I say, we'll get back in this week. It's important not to lose today as well, and I suppose we have to look at the two Cock Hill games now, and we have to play them twice. They have to play Letterkenny twice, and that's just, you have to keep throwing the positives at it. There's still, I think that was our eighth or ninth game today or something like that, so you know, there's still a lot of football there, as I say, so we'll keep plugging away.
Okay, Eamon McConaghy, a draw in the end, not too sure if that helps either side.
No, I don't think it does. But you know, you still have to keep going. You never know what can happen. There's only maybe six, seven games played so far. So, you know, we have to keep going. As I said, it wasn't a great result for either team. But, you know, it's a local derby. And I've always said that Cock Hill have an advantage insofar as that they don't have any derbies. And, you know, I think that's been told down the last couple of years. But in saying that, that's not their fault. It was a typical derby game. And as I said, you know, I don't think any of us will be happy.
Yeah, and do you think either side deserved to win it, Eamon? Because it was close throughout.
Well, to me, personally, I thought it was a game of two halves. I thought that Bonagy were the best team in the first half. I thought we would shade it in the second half. And but chances were down to a minimum. And, you know, it was just very, very tight. And typical local derby.
Yeah. The penalty was probably one of the big talking points of the game, Eamon. How did you see it?
Well, to me, it was a definite penalty. He caught him. You know, he probably didn't mean it. But, I mean, once you take somebody down in the box or make a challenge like that in the box, you're always going to run the risk of giving away a penalty. For me personally, I thought it was a penalty. You know, but I'm sure maybe other people have different ideas. But I'm not saying that because we got it, but I thought it was a penalty.
Yeah. BJ Banda scored the penalty, and his introduction, it gave you a bit of a lift.
Yeah, naturally, BJ was in bed all week with a chest infection, so he wasn't in great shape. So it was better off that we, you know, bring him on and maybe give us a little bit of impetus, and that's exactly what happened. So, you know, he's always a threat, no matter when he plays.
Yeah. It's strange, Eamon, because looking at your situation in the table, you're 6 points behind Cock Hill Celtic, but that's even despite the fact you're still unbeaten in the league this season.
Yeah, we're unbeaten in the league. We're playing in the semi-final of the Nagala Cup. We're playing the semi-final of the League Cup. We have the Nagala Cup next week against Fannad. Now, if these other cups go ahead, we'll be still challenging for them. So there's a lot for us to play in this season yet. And I'm not saying that the league is over. It's definitely not. Because, you know, if Bonagie play like that against Cork Hull and we play like that against Cork Hull, we'll be putting it up to them. So, you know, you just have to keep going to the very end.
Next up, another important league game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, another important game Wednesday night. It's in against Derry City. It's in the community centre. So, you know, we have to get 3 points from there. But unfortunately, we've left ourselves in a situation where we have to win all our matches. And there's a lot of pressure on players going out when you have to win all your matches. So, you know, it's not going to be easy Wednesday night either. But, you know, we can take a lot from our second half performance today.
Okay.